Okay, we're in Chafin Alpha Chazayin. This halacha really has three inyanim to it. We're going to do one of them. Okay, Meducha, Mutaris Pahagol, something that you use for grinding, in this case spices. It's Mutar, you could do Hagol, to what the Mechaber says. And he could do Sha'ini Yochal Lachnis of Yerah. If it's so big that you can't fit into a bigger pot to do Hagol to it, then Mason B'mayim Moishim, then you pour hot water into this grinder. U'machis B'sech Ev Mashdachas. You put into it a hot rock into it. But oila harisicha b'chol svasa, the hot water will go all over the edges. The chokiyagam haviyakol the kavushin. If you do like that, it's considered like a kavushin. We can get back to this in a second. The Ramos says the yesh machmirin laban hameducha. Some people hold that the meducha needs ligut.
This is not the pounder.
The bucket. Well, both. The Ramos says there are some who hold that you have to leave into it. This is one of the parts we're not going to do. Okay, in Halacha Chaf Beis is really where the Shaila is. It's about a Beis, but it's the same question. I'm going to leave it for there as to why some people hold need leave for this. What should be the reason for leaving? So we'll leave that for now. But the Ramos says, Ach b'libun kol duhu, but if you do libun, what we call libun kal, the Hainish Yisrof Allah of Kashin, the Chutzag, if you do libun kal, that's good enough. And the reason for that is, okay, let me just finish what he says. The noigin lelabna lechatchila, and the minig is lechatchila to do libun, to do this libun kal. Mi yusagla b'hagolim ein b'gumas, but if it has no little cracks and crevices in it, then you really could get away with hagola. Then you could do hagola. And so the Ramos is breaking it down. Lechatchila, there are those holes you should do libun. If you can't do libun, you should do libun kal, and you can't do libun kal, like in the case of here's wood, you're going to say in a second, you can't do libun kal, you do hagol. You can do hagol. If it's made out of wood, then obviously you can't do libun to it. But you have another problem, but if it's made out of wood, it's going to have little cracks and bumps and holes in it. So then, yesh l'kal for b'kli umnes, the chashirim l'kumas, so you should scrape off a layer with some kind of a tool made for that. So you got rid of the pshayos at the end and the cracks and crevices, and then l'hagil afekach, then you do hagol to it. Okay, you know, so you can't leave them to a piece of wood, obviously. So you get rid of the problem of the end by scraping off a little layer, and then you do hagol to it. Okay, so we mentioned this way back, that there's a Prima Kodim says that we know there's a machoikas whether what we call libun kal is really libun. There's a machoikas. Hagoyes Maimon who says that that's considered libun, even though the Gemara says you need what we call libun. He says libun kal, that's really the din, that's what you have to do. So when we're being machmir to do libun, you can get away with libun kal. We make a tier. We say if it's only a chumah to do libun, then you could be samachan hagoyes Maimon that this is considered libun. So in a case like this, by this meducha, the Gemara says min hadin hakol is what you need. It's a chumah that you should try to do libun. So what you do is you try to do as much as you can. And as much as you can means do libun kal, because some hold that that's even libun. If it's not possible, like if it's made out of wood, you can't possibly do hagolah, or in other cases that you just can't do libun to it, so then you get away with hagolah, because min hadin you can do hagolah. I mean, we don't say min hadin you can do hagolah, so do hagolah. You say min hadin you can do hagolah, try to do libun kal, because that potentially is libun. According to hagolah's mind, that's libun, so you're trying to sort of like hop around another shita. That's how the Prima Kodim explains this and other dinim like that. Okay. This din, so we're not talking about this part, which is the Chaf Beis, about why it should possibly need libun. I'm putting it on the side. And then there's another side which we're also not talking about, which is Mishabu talks about more than the Mechaber, which is, where's the chametz over here? What's chametz stick over here? What do you grind in a grinder? You grind spices, or you chop up meat. Where's the chametz over here? So the chametz, that's the potential for chametz over here is that maybe you ground it together with bread, like you made bread crumbs together with the spices, or by mistake, bread fell into the sink. Okay, and that's its own trial. We're not talking about, maybe we'll do it next week, or maybe we'll just completely skip it, is the thing that you're grinding, okay, well, I'm going to point out another thing. This halacha is the first of a few halachas about things that are used cold that need more than just cleaning. Okay, that's going to be the next bunch of halachas. I think that seemingly are used cold that might need more than just plain wiping it off. Okay, so this is an example. Now, why does it need anything more than just wiping it off? So it has to do with the davar charev and things like that. But why did the davar charev and the duchad of the sakina is on the non-chametz things that are here? What's getting ground up? You're grounding up spices. So Or if you grind the bread, it's not a davar charif. So why in the world are you kashering from because of a davar charif when the charif is not the iser? It's charif and there's iser, and they're not the same thing. So why should? Okay, so that's, maybe we'll do it next week, or maybe we'll just ignore it. But that's a separate child. The Mishmur talks more about this than the Mechaber. The Mechaber and Mara are assuming that you understand why you have to kasher it. But it doesn't really, Lahari doesn't, you don't hear it. The thing that's Harif is not the thing that's iser. Okay, so we'll put that on the side. We will talk about it, I won't be wrong, which is this idea that the Mechaber says that since you can't do Hagalah to it, because it doesn't fit into a pot. So what you should do is you should pour water from a different pot into it, and then put the hot rocks into it to make it to be like a cleavation. The Mechaber's words even are the chol ki agav nahave hagol the cleavation. If you do it like this with the Evan Meluvenis, it becomes like a cleavation. So that din is here. This is one case where it says this idea to use an Evan Meluvenis, and at the end of Tafnun Beis, it says, which is a Gemara, that if you the Gemara talks about what happens if you have a pot that's so big you can't fit it into another pot. So how are you going to do Hagolah to it? So you fill it up with water. And the Shailin, the Gemara says, how are you going to get water to kasher the rim of the pot? How are you going to get to fill up so high? So the Din over there says that you could take fill the pot as much as you can, and then you take a hot rock and you drop it in, and that will make the water overflow, and the water will then be hitting over the rim of the pot. So that's the case of Emul Benes over there at the end of Tufman Bay, the same kind of it is. Okay, and there's a subtle difference between that case and this case. In that case, the pot is a cleavation. It's sitting on the pipe. The edmul venus is just a way to get the water to spread to certain parts. You need water in certain other spots. So the way the Mishabura says it is, you have to put in a hot rock, because if you put in a cold one, it's going to cool the water down. Your water won't be hot enough for alcohol. So you need a hot rock, so the hot will not ruin your cleavation. But it is a cleavation. It's sitting cooking on the fire. You're kashering with it. So the rock has to be just not cold so that it won't ruin it.
212 degrees or something like that. It's not even maluva mamish.
Right. Doesn't have to be. It just has to be. The Mishnah Berurah says, doesn't have to be cold. If it would be cold, then it's going to cool down. It can't be colder than the water. Exactly. In our case, we have a thing that's a grinder. It's not on the fire. But there's not a thing that goes on the fire. Even in one case, the Rambam says it's wood. So there, the hot rock has to create a cleavation. The hot rock is going to say, this can't just be as hot as the water is. Okay, this has got to be very hot to make this into a cleavation. Okay, so these two cases are not...
How is it ever going to make a cleavation?
Okay, and the answer, okay.
The fun is not
that's exactly where I'm coming to. That's the next step, which is, I think it's the gross size, but that's where it comes from, which is that the reason why something is not a cleavation, but it's only eerie or cliche, is because the fun is not carous. So you got to have this... Rock has to be enough to help overcome the finest makaros. The rock is gonna add so much heat to this. It's like
you're making it like an ash, right?
And what people do, people use this sort of idea. What they'll do is they'll put something filled with water and they'll run a steam line into it also. It'll be boiling water and the steam line into it to help boost it to a cleavation. He did what?
They wanted to make a creation into creation, Hagolah creation.
Okay.
Sometimes it's all good. So put a steam line in it.
Okay, so people do. Okay, so there are things like that you could do to try to. This is here with the metal, with the rock, but you're trying to boost it by making it to try to take this. This rock should overcome the Tfanis Makaris and turn into a cleavage. Okay?
That's what people know by the sink and face us, the one that can do over there.
Correct. Now that's actually coming in a while. That's right. That's correct. The same kind of idea. Okay, so now if I just told that if you use this rock, you're going to overcome the Tfanis Makaris, so you would say, so then it really makes it into a cleavation. Right? The words of the Mechaber really are, the Chol Kegad Nahavi Hagol with the cleavation. Okay? But that's what the Mechaber, those are the words are, but the truth is the Bir Halacha brings. And back in Halacha Vav, there was a bunch of Achronim there, and in Yerodei also a bunch of Achronim who says this stuff is not a real cleavation. Okay, it's close, it gets rid of the finest Makaris, but this is not a real cleavation. It's close to a cleavation. if you want a real cleavation, you got to put onto the fire like the way you're supposed to. Throwing in a hot rock is not going to do it. Now, I can't say that when you put a steam line, maybe if you really want a steam line into it, then it really is a cleavation. We might look at the steam as an ash. You know, we might say that this is something that just keeps on exuding heat.
Yeah, no way. I mean, you cook a kettle with steam, right?
Right. It's, well, the reason why it's a cleavation is because the fire just keeps on pumping out more heat into the thing. The steam line just keeps on putting in more steam. It's close to the rot. Whatever's there is there, and, you know, when it's used up, it's gone. I mean, it only has X amount of heat into it.
You said you weren't sure. I mean, you would say a kettle.
We would assume that. Mm-hmm. But, of course, there's in-betweens, because there are people who have a pot full of boiling water and then put in the steam line for 30 seconds. You know, so you have to know how much it was in there to make into cleavage. Okay, yeah, that's right. A steam line is better than these kind of things. But the bill of...
The one you use is 212. It's 212, right? No, but the
fine. No, not for the finest Makaros. Okay, so the Be'er Halacha brings it over here from Samach Chonin, and
it's fine from the outside. We need to talk. You can imagine the temperature of the outside of the furnace.
Then what?
The furnace themselves are 212.
Okay, then.
Then it cannot be Makar in the water.
Okay, so you think that at that point it should be overcome? We've passed cliche and now up to a cliche. Okay. So you would think like that. And in fact, we talked about it, that Rabbi says that that's what you could do. Okay, but we said then, and this is the same point here that Chonin is making here, that the Taz says, it's not true. Because it says, even if you overcome the finest Makaros by doing what he calls an extended Iroi, you keep on pouring water on the thing, pouring and pouring and pouring until it's done with the finest Makaros. The Taz says, that's fine for cases like ours, where it's not really a cremation. It's just, you know, a Dava Charef, make like a cremation. Because the next bunch of halachas, we keep having cases that it's not a cremation, but it's sort of like a cremation. Anything that's like sort of a cremation, a Dava Gush, things that are sort of a cremation, if you want, you can overcome it by Evan Mubenes, and overcoming the finest of Makaris makes it a non-cleavation. But to go to the next step, see, I think that was a real cleavation. Okay, a spray dryer. Is a spray dryer a cleavation? It's a real...
You want to answer? I'm trying to explain down the line. You want me to just tell them to call back?
Yes. It's a real... A spray dryer is a real good old-fashioned cleavation. Okay, at least. You know, it's not even more than that. So then, to say that I'm going to do extended Eru to make that into a cremation, that's a whole other step. It only says it over here. By here, the rock, it's cold. And just because it's a double heart, then we can have it later by a double gush, and other kinds of cases like that. So all for those kind of cases where it's like an almost cremation, good, then that's what I'm saying. Then you could do it. This thing, when you overcome the finest Makaros, you've turned it into a cremation. But it's a jump to say that you should be able to do it by a real cremation, and the Taz says not like that. The Taz says don't do it. So, it's okay, we talked about this once before. Okay, now, there's a diyuk, I think it's a diyuk, the Mishavura, I think, makes this diyuk, that the Mechaber is really saying what those Achornim are saying. Because the Mechaber says, you have this grinder, if it's so big that you can't get it into a big pot, then use an Evan Mulubenis. The Mishavura says, and he means to say is, if it would be smaller, then you can't get away with using an Evan Mulubenis. Evan Mulubenis is only when you're stuck. When you can't do a real cremation, then you can do an Evan Mulubenis, assuming that it works. But what happens if it would have been a small pot? Mishmur says, no, you can't get away with that. You have to actually put it into a real cremation then. Okay, so I'm saying then it's a diak in the Mechaber that he agrees with what these Achronim are saying, which is, Evan Mulubenis is close to a cremation, but it's not as good as a cremation. If you have an option to do a real cremation, then he expects you to do it. That's what he wants you to do. So it's a diak in the Mechaber. I don't know if it is or not. The next words in the Mechaber are, the Havik, the Chok Yigavu have a go to cremation. Yeah, but that's a diak in the Mechaber that is the Pusin. Okay. Now, there's another place where this din of Evan Mulubenis comes up. We had it here, and at the end of the top of the place, there's a third place, okay, which is in Hilchos Klei Yayin. You want a kasha, a barrel that had kavush of Stam Yayin. So it says, in the beginning of the simon, it says the regular ways to do it. At the end of the simon, it says that there's such an eitzah that you could pour hot water into the barrel, and then roll the barrel around, and that's considered a kasha. Okay? And the Rambam says, don't do it. You shouldn't be samach on that. Just pouring the water in it, and the reason we would say is because it's irrigation, which is nistach hakiluach. Because you pour some water into the barrel, and then you roll the barrel around to get the water all around. So it's
not like a cliche.
But it's like a cliche, right? I'm saying you pour the irrigation, but that only hits in one part of it. Then you roll it around to get all the spots. So it's like a cliche, and that's not good enough. Okay?
So what's nistach hakiluach, right?
Right, it's correct. It's beyond nistach hakiluach. It's a holding by cliche anyway. But I must say, so what you should do is, before you start rolling it around, put in the Evan Mulubenis, or pour the water together with this Evan Mulubenis, and then, now when you roll it around, that'll be a good kasher. Okay? That's going to make it into a good kasher. So, that's what he says over here for Dualdeh. So the Shaila is, when you do that, is that bumping it up to being a cleavation? Are you, by putting those hot rocks together with it, are you making it now like a cleavation? Or is putting in those rocks just making it into irut cleavation? And that's good enough. Well, why do I care? Why am I asking this question? Who cares? What makes it irreclusion or cleavage? The trial is, What happens if you don't want to roll it around with the Eben Luvenis? What happens if you want to do just Iri? But not Iri the way the Ramad describes it. You pour it and then you roll it around. I'm going to do Iri on every single spot. I'll do a real Iri Klevishon on every spot. I don't want to make it into a Klevishon. Can I get away with Kashering that Kli with Iri in every spot instead of this Klevishon? If you tell me that the rocks over there make it into a Klevishon, then Iri is not good enough. And if you tell me that no, the rocks are just bouncing up to being a bumping up to being a Klevishon, to Iri Klevishon, then I can get away with Iri Klevishon. Okay, and it's a very negay shayla. You know, we talked about it. We're going to really come to this soon. Kavosh, you have to do regular hagolah for. The shach, well, there's a special kula that after kavosh of stam yayin or cholov or basar or chametz, there's a special kula you'll have to do a lower level of kashrut. Okay, you can do a lower level of kashrut. This is reasonably common either with cholov like a milk tank or grape juice tank, that they might not be strong enough to do a real hagol, or might even be physically possible to do a real hagol of inclusion, but you want to do Iri inclusion. So when the Ramah says that you should do pour in the water and then throw in the rocks and roll it around, is that now it's Iri? And so in other words, you could do Iri to the Kli, Iri inclusion is good enough, or does he mean that, like in our case, that the Evan Lubenis makes it like real inclusion, and that you have to do that to Kasha the Kli? So, the Ramah comes from a Issa v'Heter. That idea of throwing the Eben Luvenis comes from Issa v'Heter. And if you look in the Issa v'Heter, you'll see he says, this is what you have to do, and don't do Iri Klevishon. Don't go and pour the water on every spot. That's not good enough to catch this clip. If you look at the Issa v'Heter, that's what he says. So then you would say that means the Issa v'Heter is trying to tell you that this with the rocks makes it into a real Klevishon, like Arvin says. Just doing Iri Klevishon is not good enough. It's in the Issa v'Heter. That's how you would think if you looked at it just like that. But the truth is that you could question it. This is Rabbi Shachter's point, which is, if you look, I think it's like 30 halachas beforehand in the Issa v'Heter, he says, a kli that was belay idei Iri has to be kasher in the kli mishon. There's no such thing as kasher with Iri kli mishon. So, and then this halacha references you back to over there and says, you should sit. You never allowed to kasher with Iri kli mishon. Therefore, with this, in this battle, you can't kasher with Iri kli mishon either. You have to kasher with water together with the rocks. Okay, so when he's saying this shita that you can't use Iri kli mishon, it's not because he holds that the rocks don't make it into Iri kli mishon. He just holds you're never allowed to do Iri kli mishon. There's no such thing as kashering with Iri kli mishon. So Rabbi Shachter is fine. That's what he holds. We don't possibly like that. We possibly believe it happened through Iri kashering. We don't hold like that on the Issa v'Heter. So we can also hold that you can kasher with Iri kli mishon. And he brings, there's a riot. There's a riot from the then it says if you take off a big kleep is worth of the kli, then you kasher it. But by these battles, if you take off a big kleep is worth of the kli, that's considered as kasher. So you said, you just have to get off a big kleep, so you could do your rules. Okay, so we could just question it. I'm just going to leave a question. I'm getting too involved in that then. You could question it because the fact that if you take off a big kleep, when you scrape off a big kleep is worth of the kli, you for sure get the bleed out of that big kleep. There's no questions about that. The bleed went in Kadei Klippa. By scraping off a Kadei Klippa, you for sure get the bleed off. It's gone. The Klippa doesn't exist anymore. But if you do Iri Klevishon, how do you know you got up at the bleed? It's a chumrah to say that Iri is Mavliya Kadei Klippa. That's not a din. That's a chumrah. We don't know whether it is or is not Mavliya. So we say, if the bleed happened out of the Iri, you take it out of the Iri. Because the Lanashach, if it went in, then it can come out also. But if the bleed went in through Kavosh, and we know the bleed went in Kadei Klippa, who says you could get the bleed out through Iri, which might not work? Iri might be nothing. Iri Klevishon might be zero. Might they have no bleeds at all. So how are you going to say that if I did Iri Klevishon, I got a Kadei Klippa? So I'm saying, in Kuf Lamed Hey, it says, if you scrape off a Kadei Klippa, you got the bleed out, because that's as much as Kavosh goes in for wine. No one goes in Kadei Klippa. Okay, and that says another thing. If you roll water around with the rocks in it, you can also kasher it. So you say, well, maybe that means Iri. I don't know. The makor to that din is an Issa v'Heter. The Issa v'Heter, for his own private reasons, doesn't hold that you can do Iri. We know the Issa v'Heter holds you cannot. We don't hold like the Issa v'Heter's private reasons. But what's the raya that you can do Iri Klevishon at all on these cables? It doesn't come from, the fact that you could scrape it off doesn't prove you could do Iri. Because scraping it off is for sure removing the bleed, and Iri might not remove any bleed at all. And the case of the rolling your rocks around in the water, the Issa v'Heter says that's like a Klevishon. That's not an Iri Klevishon. He, for his own personal reasons,
I don't know. Well, we hold Iri don't do Kadei Klippa.
We hold it's a chumra. We say it's belek the klipa. Maybe it's belek the klipa, and if it's belek, then it could take a net also. That's not for sure that it can do that. That's a chumra to say that even if things are not in klipa, they could have a blue also.
Maybe my government channel really doesn't work at all.
Yeah, maybe it's a zero. So. In cases when the blia happens through Eri, good. So if no blia went in, then I don't have to take any blia out either. Who cares? I didn't lose anything. But here I know blia went in because it went in through kavush. And the kavush of Samyan goes in Ktei Klipa. So if I scraped off a Ktei Klipa, I know I got it out. If I did Eri, I don't know if I do Eri, I got it out. So you say, well, you see, he says you could roll it around. But he says, no, the Isvet says you could roll it around to make it into Klevishin. Which, first of all, in our din, it says that rolling the Evel Benes makes it a Klevishin. And Isvet Hetzer himself personally holds that it has to do that because he has this personal shita that Eri never works. That's his own personal shita. But something's a whole, there's no makar then to say that Eri Klevishin should work with it. I'm not saying, no, I'm saying it doesn't, we don't see a clear makar. The two things that talk about it, neither of them say you could do Eri. One says you could do scraping, and one says you could do what the makar for that thing is called a klevishin, or when we see an argument of klevishin. So allowing you to do iru is a question, more questionable. Okay, of course, the extended iru would for sure work. Okay, that's an example. That case of covers is an example like ours, where if you do an extended iru, you've overcome the defanas makaris, and there everyone's going to agree that overcoming the defanas makaris is going to work. The Chachamim who argue just say, don't do it when you need a real klevishin. Anytime you need less than like a cold kind of a blia like that, like a kavush, then everyone agrees that overcoming the panis makaris is a trick. I'm not, you know, so you could do an extended iru and get over it, which usually you do anyhow. Usually if you do an iru on a tank, you run through a spray bowl, you're overcoming the panis makaris anyhow. I'm saying, but just the musad, that you could do iru klevishin, so that based on that, it's a heter, that's not such a clear one.